Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. We're so glad you're with us tonight. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to you each and every week on LA Talk Radio. Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. Sue, are you here?
I am. I'm here.
So what's going on? What's shaking out there?
Well, we're going to have Pat's monthly LA seminar on Monday, June 5th at the Courtyard Marriott in Culver City from 7 to 8:30. And then on Wednesday, June 7th, we're in Orange County at the Newport Beach Community Center. You can check the location and address on our website, drpatallen.com, D-R-P-A-T-A-L-L-E-N. It's got all the information. And then Dr. Allen is going to talk about her upcoming classes that she's offering. These classes, they are for in-office visits, but Dr. Allen is available to do private appointments for people out of the area, as well as office visits in Newport Beach and L.A.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I just got two emails this week asking about private appointments and whether or not Dr. Allen was still doing that. Now, I know we've said it on the radio multiple occasions that Dr. Allen does private appointments in Newport Beach and Los Angeles, but she also does private phone appointments. And a lot of people were asking whether or not they were able to book a full session or if they could only book a specific amount of time. Sue, can you tell us a little bit more about how that works?
Well, if you're a new client and you want to do a telephone appointment, just email me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office and I'll send you paperwork. Generally, a half hour is enough time for one person. If you're doing a session as a couple, you'd want to save an hour time slot. The cost for Dr. Allen's half hour session is $125 and 1 hour is $250. If you have just a quick follow-up question, Dr. Allen does do 15-minute appointments at $62. If you just need a short little kick me to get you going, Dr. Allen's available.
Oh, that's great. So, Sue, do you have that number that we can just say on the air here real quick?
You can call me at the office at 949-723-0338. Or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. That would be drpatallen.com.
Okay, great. So that's hopefully going to clear that up. I know sometimes they get confused of whether or not they can call or what the situation is. But you definitely, they need to book through you to do
that. Yes.
Perfect.
And okay. That's all I have going on. Don't forget to, and please join our email, our newsletter list by going on our website and filling out the little thing to get newsletters. We send out a monthly newsletter. When you sign up, you'll get a return email to confirm so it doesn't go to spam. You need to click that so that it opens it up for us to send you emails.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So a confirmation email.
Yes, a confirmation email you'll receive. If you don't click that out, you will not get the newsletters. You have to confirm you signed up.
Perfect. So Dr. Allen's going to talk to us tonight about what's going on with some of her classes. And I'm really excited because I want to hear what she's got planned, because she, I understand she's got some new stuff planned.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Allen, you're on the air. And let's...
Very good.
Let's hear. Let's hear what you've got going on.
I am going to direct my statement to brand new people that have not heard me or known me or read me, because I want to do an overview of how I run my life. I run my life in 3-year segments. Last, year 12, 2012, 13, and 14, I set up the One Institute as a training center for students. I'm sure there's a few students out there that were certified as ASR, Androgynous Semantic Realignment, coaches, teachers, educators is what I call them. And so I got that done. And I want you to know at this time, I have turned the Want Institute into a 501c3 organization so that when you do pay or take classes, you can claim that as a donation to a nonprofit operation. Also, if you're looking for some place to donate money, please feel free to send us money and you will be able to claim us as your 501c3 organization. Well, as you know, year 2012, 13, and 14 are gone. And I had a new set of numbers, 2015, 16, and 17. And I do my life in 3-year segments because I figure if Freud could be fascinated with the first 3 years of life, the oral, anal, and the phallic phase, I'm going to run my life every 3 years. I'm going to put myself into the stress of change. I'm going to follow a new inspirational idea. So when 2015 came up, I decided I wanted to carry my message, which is androgynous semantic realignment, communication. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm not an analyst or a psychoanalyst. I'm a transactional analyst, which is partially Freud, partially Jung, but a lot of Eric Berne's transactional analysis. And here was my goal for long-term 3-year plan: carry the message internationally. And within a month or two, I was on the air, and you're listening to me as I speak right now. And I'm totally thrilled. But now I'm going through what is really called chaos theory. I did my creative setting up of the One Institute, and I did my training program for 3 years. But these 3 years from 15, 16, and 17 is where I'm coming to a conclusion with, and I want to share with you that the conclusion is a marvelous, fun, small 6-person group on at least 4 Saturdays of the month in which we study something that my students from the One Institute longed for in more depth than I was doing when I was doing a larger, broader range of concepts, because I like large brains of concepts, but that's chaotic. So we started with scripting, a script analysis, which is a wonderful idea. If you're anywhere near a 12-step program, you might call it an inventory, but in TA, we call it script. And Claude Steiner has written an excellent book. I'm writing a book now for scripting and dream analysis, but Claude has already written one called Scripts People Live. And we sign up 6 people, and Susie sends you a script, and you come in with it to the office in Orange County, and we read it. And I want to quote James Thurber, who is a significant writer. Listen to this. All men and women should strive to learn before they die what they are running from and to and why. And that, my friends, is script analysis. And when you do it, the ones I've done, we've been doing these for a number of months, and one person I can think of has done five different script classes. And the reason for that is script reading or interpreting or analyzing is like peeling an onion. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. I do them on the phone for individuals, but I also, for people in my area or people, and they do, I've had people fly in from Australia, and we had a couple of ladies come in to a class from San Francisco. We're in Orange County. So if you want to be in the class, then you sign up with Sue, and it's men and women for the script analysis class. And then I have a second theme, which is dream analysis. Now, people say, oh, I just have nightmares. I don't remember my dreams. Well, what I do in the class is teach you how to capture your dreams and to remind you every dream wishes you well. It's a God message to your unconscious, because 90% of everything you know is you're not aware of. Only 10% is consciousness. Do you know that Sigmund Freud and Eric and Carl Jung split up over the issue of Sigmund Freud believed in the conscious mind, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters, whereas Carl Jung believed in the depth of the subconscious. And so he was very fascinated with the Chinese quantum physics of yin and yang, Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee's book, and I incorporate. What I do in my dream analysis is incorporate Sigmund Freud's, his Oedipal and Electra, concept of sexual connection between sons and mothers and fathers and daughters, and Sigmund Freud's idea, that's his, and Carl Jung's ideas of the yin and yang. Men have yang bodies, but they have yin souls. There's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside. All of their power is on the outside. For women, power is the animus soul. Anima is feminine soul in man. Animus is masculine soul in women. Women's lib have taken the animus and run it up the flagpole. But the problem is, too often sensitive men are melting into women, uncommittable women. 18% of our homes are now headed up by men that are raising the kids and taking care of the house. And women are going out there and running the world. It's wonderful, except I want each woman and man to choose what they're doing, not just have somebody tell them that it's shameful that a woman isn't making money, and that men must be sensitive in order to be with a woman, especially a powerful woman. So the second issue is dream analysis of what your subconscious is telling you. I can do it in the class, and I can do it on the phone if you call for a private session. Number three, I do is getting to I do, which is designed predominantly for women because, as my last book states, men are in charge of man's world, buying and selling, building, tearing down, political. It's a man's world and a woman's universe. We women are in charge of the air we breathe. You know, it's really interesting. When people are under stress, they hold their breath in, which doesn't oxygenate the brain. And the brain needs to be oxygenated. in order for it to make right decisions. So there's a wonderful group of six people, you're being one of them if you sign up, doing Getting to I Do and studying androgynous semantic realignment, which is my communication technique. Remember, beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, for they become your character. Beware of your character, for it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship, especially the loving, erotic, sexual, sensuous ones. And now I'm adding a new class for four Saturdays. They occur on Saturday, 9 to 4. And I want to remind all of my fellow marriage counselors, I'm a marriage family child therapist, and all my social worker friends, I'm not given the right to give 7 units of CEU certification to psychiatrists or to psychologists, but I can surely do well by marriage family and by people who are social workers. And I am also certified as an addiction specialist, and I can give you 7 units of credit because that's what I do. I'm a certified transactional analyst, a licensed marriage, family, child therapist, and an addiction specialist. And by the way, Patrick Carnes, who's a great, great specialist in sexuality, is the man who recommended me for my organization of certification. And I appreciate, I studied with him, and that's pretty good. So with that in mind, what am I going to do for 18, 19, and 2020? I'm going to build my school, my classes, my training program to the place where it's not only national, but international, and I make a difference in the world. And that's what I'm doing. I want to teach people how to negotiate, not intimidate, and not seduce. Because negotiating uses words. And that's what I do, using words to negotiate. Do you realize that 90% of all communication is nonverbal? It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, and facial expressions. And that's great if you happen to be an emotive therapist, but I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. I'm interested in controlling your language so that you can negotiate, especially with the couples that I'm going to use. I'm going to help them negotiate pre-engagement, premarital. I'm going to help them regain their early in-love nature, which they've forgotten because they've gone off doing their intimidation with fear or their seduction with guilt. So here's what I'm offering people from today forward. Saturday classes for 6 people that will handle script analysis, dream analysis, getting to I Do within ASR, and 3 couples will be in the office with me to negotiate time, space, money, and play, non-sexual and sexual. And what
so
am
let
I
me
doing?
Ask you yeah, let me go. Ask you this, Dr. Allen. These are 4 different classes. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, 4 different classes, but great. They have a theme.
Of course. So can you break that down for us, each of the four classes? What kind of work will be done in each class, and how this these strings of classes will actually, even if you took all four, they would benefit, but how each one benefits specifically?
Well, the script one, this, I'm going to read another statement from an Upanishad from India. Those who depart from this world without knowing who they are or what they truly desire have no freedom here or hereafter. But those who leave here knowing who they are and what they truly desire have freedom everywhere, but both in this world and in the next. In other words, just as I just showed you, all who are listening, I showed you that I run my life in 3-year segments. I plan my long-term goals. I set up my monthly goals. I watch out for my script to pop out at me. I can tell it by the way I'm communicating. So script analysis, you will be given 27 questions which will evaluate your family, your business, your relationships. In other words, you're going to find out, did I not get permission to exist? Did I not get permission to feel my own feelings? Did I not get permission to think my own thoughts? And most of all, was I trained to keep my mouth shut and not share who I am with those in my life? Now that's
now these are small, intimate classes.
Six.
So when they So when they do their script, do you work with them during the class, each of them individually?
They each
on what's
get 45 minutes. They are sent a copy. They are sent a copy by Sue of the 27 questions.
So when they leave that class that day,
they know,
really, really know.
They know their script, whether they like it or not.
Right. And a lot of times we don't like it.
No, we don't like it, but I will convince you that you are going to do action steps, either speaking, acting, doing things. Remember, change. And I want to recommend Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. You can listen to for free.
Now, after they've had this class with you, if they really need a booster, then they can do Sue was talking about.
I've got one man that has done 5 script classes.
And then you also, after that script class, they can book a phone appointment with you if they need to for reinforcement.
Right.
Perfect.
So dream analysis is I read dreams for their meaning. And the third class is getting to I do. That is
with the dream class, should they bring with
Susie's
them?
Flagging me that we're taking too much time from the class today.
Okay.
So I want to give synopsis. Getting to I do is based on my work you can read in Getting to I Do or Staying Married and Loving It. Staying Married and Loving It is for couples who are already into it, and that's the fourth class where we negotiate time, I, we, and us, space, how you live together, money, my money, your money, our money, and play, non-sexual and sexual play. That's where values and morals codes come in. So did I cover what you needed, Kelly?
Yes. Other than one question I have about
What's
the dream class.
One question?
When they're coming to the dream class, would you like them to have written down a dream? I know you like to write down notes for dreams.
I want them. I'm going to give them a tool right now. When you wake up in the morning, keep your eyes shut until you scan your dream screen and jot down everything you're aware of. Everybody says, well, I always forget my dreams. You forget it because you change the energy from coming up from your subconscious to your conscious mind, shoving it down. So keep your eyes shut. Have an iPhone for recording. Have a blank pad of paper with a pen tied to it, and copy down words that mean your screen, dream screen. Capture your dreams.
Very good. Okay, great. That's terrific.
And if you want to read a good book, Wilda Tanner's book, The Mystical, Magical, Marvelous World of Dreams, is the textbook we use. And you can get it from Amazon.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds so awesome.
Now we're going to switch to, this is the first, well, no, last month we did it. But I'm going to keep on selling what we're doing so that we can perpetuate it through the people that are listening to this show.
Perfect.
Good.
That sounds great. Sounds terrific. So let me see what we've got going on here. All right. I'm going to let everybody know our call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. And we're opening up the phone line so you can call in with your questions now. And until then, let me take a look at what's going on out there in the world of our social media market. And let's see what they say. Oh, well, you've got a compliment, Dr. Allen. That's always nice. Dr. Allen, you've made an impact and a positive change on my life. I just wanted to say thank you. You're amazing. And
good.
And here's a question. Dr. Pat, you say that men marry virtue, not vaginas.
Yes.
That's why you say we shouldn't have intercourse. But the fact of them getting a hand job doesn't affect them thinking we're easy and without virtue? That's a question.
No, dear. They think you like to play doctor. Every healthy preschooler knows how to play doctor. In fact, they've done studies that they've seen kids in utero playing doctor.
Oh, we've got a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello,
hello,
caller.
There.
Oh, they must be shy. So the second part of that question is why don't they bond to us if they're allowed to go down on us?
Oh, I love that question. Remember, I'm a nerd. I'm an absolute nerd. Everything I teach is based on science. Does everybody know what estrogen is? Does everybody know what progesterone and testosterone are? Well, anybody who's on estrogen is very susceptible.
Hi, you've reached Michelle, Caitlin, and Daniel. We aren't here to take.
Everybody who's on estrogen, that's premenopausal women and postandropause men. Men, mm-hmm. when they get to be 45 to 55, are on estrogen more than testosterone, even if they take their shots. What they need to do is check their estrogen, too, because it can predate depression. So here's the scientific message. People that are under the impact of estrogen are very sensitive to oxytocin bonding, and that's older men and younger women.
Hmm.
Isn't
very
that
interesting.
Wonderful?
It is. So we have another question here, which is interesting. She says, a man has been dating me for 3 months now. And
I like the way she says that.
When
I've
he
been dating a man.
Right.
If you've been dating a man, you demand.
She says, when he picked me up and he put me in his car.
Yes.
He asked me to put something in his glove box while we were driving. When I opened the glove box, some papers fell out and some pictures. Apparently, he is married and has two children. I was unaware of this. I had already negotiated.
His subconscious felt guilty and triggered his confession.
Right. She says, I was shocked by this. I had no idea that
really?
He was married and had a family.
You know what I do? I tell people, do not trust anyone.
Right.
Wait until you've built a trustworthy record. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. People have a right to lie, cheat, and steal. That's what God gave us when he gave us free will. So correct. I do not judge that the devil and God are, and this is where I love Napoleon Hill's book, the devil and God are competing for collecting people into their ranks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and much like the story of Job.
That's exactly right. So the truth of the matter is, please don't trust anybody till they prove trustworthy.
No doubt. Definitely no doubt.
Well, we all do stupid things from time
Hello?
To time.
Oh, we've
Hello?
Got a call. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I want to understand. I want to better understand why the magic wand is not allowed to go in the woman, but yet she can give him a hand job or he can go down on her. I don't understand why the magic wand going inside is such the big deal.
Because a man knows if he can get his penis into your body, you're belonging to him.
Okay.
You know what happens when you get, do you know what happens when you get raped?
No.
Your vagina gets torn up.
Okay.
You don't lubricate and you get torn up. You get wounded.
Okay.
Intercourse is separate from playing doctor, hand jobs, him going down on you. Why can't you give me a blowjob if I go down on you? I can't.
Because why? Because somehow, so scientifically, when it goes inside of us, it.
Are you a virgin?
Me? No.
Yeah. Okay. Do you happen to remember ever making love with somebody?
Yes. My husband. I've only been with my husband.
Good. And have you ever, did you have any kids?
Yes. We have two kids.
And did you try not to have any kids by wearing condoms?
No, we used other form of birth control.
I understand that. Well, the point of it is that women, when a man ejaculates in your body, he's making a gift to you of his child. And you are saying yes. Do you understand that a mutual experience of intercourse is a creation of God's creative power in a human being. More people die of misused sexuality. More people die of that than any problem. I am appalled. My whole goal is teaching people how to make love, you know, and how to know when just having animal sex. People who make love periodically have wild sex, but people who only want wild sex rarely make love. But by the time they're 45 to 50, his dick doesn't work and you don't like your husband anymore. It's the secret of life is to make love. Predominantly to make love.
Okay.
Have I convinced you?
Yes, I'm totally convinced. I just want to know how to better express it to my daughters.
Well, I think this is podcast.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Is it on live right now? My husband's
it's
listening
on live
to it on
right
the iPad.
Now, but it's
am
it's
I on live right now?
Yes,
it's
you are.
Recorded.
Oh,
you're live, and then you'll also be in the recording, downloadable recording, and rebroadcast.
Okay,
but tomorrow, you are currently live on the air.
Okay, my husband's in the other room listening, and I ran in the bathroom, so there wasn't like that, you know, reverberation or whatever, the noise.
Exactly. How old are your daughters?
They're 19 and
23. Yay! Oh,
okay.
Yes,
oh,
I want
by
them
the
to come
way,
to you.
By the way, get my book. It's A Man's World, Woman's Universe. I put in
I
there in
it.
The first, and the first chapter is a book, which is about the Fisher King wound.
Uh huh.
It's philosophical, and it may take some questions of me when you read it, but it's about making love.
Okay.
And then there's that okay. bonding, Dr. Allen, that oxytocin bonding.
Oh, that, yes.
And a 19 and 23-year-old should really know about that before they start tangoing, if you will.
And I'll just yeah. throw another book out there. Helen Fisher, who's the head of chemistry.com, wrote a book called Why Him, Why Her? And she has a nice statement in there about the chemistry issue. She doesn't necessarily okay. name the oxytocin. I named the oxytocin.
Okay. Why him,
and that's
why
some,
her?
That's sometimes a two-year detox from that.
Yeah.
Two-year detox.
Yeah. Painful.
And everybody
painful
has, everybody
detox.
Has, what?
Yes.
Painful detox.
Painful.
Yeah, because every other man looks like a dog. You don't want him because you're still
right.
in love
okay.
with him.
Yes, that's going
and
on
he
with
calls,
my daughter
And
right
he
now.
Calls you on the phone and triggers your oxytocin.
So phone calls can trigger oxytocin?
The sound of his voice.
Oh, no, not just the smell, but the sound of his voice?
No, the smell is the big one. The smell okay. is the big one. The other one just makes you lubricate.
Okay.
Which is bad enough.
No, that's good.
No, not if we're detoxing though.
I understand that.
Right.
I have learned the sensation of lubrication, and it's really pleasurable.
So
you're amazing.
One of your daughters is going through that right now?
Breakup? Well, she can't seem to break up with him because she keeps having sex with him. No surprise.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. I suggest you let her listen to this podcast with you and her dad.
Yes. We will. I want her
it's
to,
nice,
want
though,
to come see you.
It's nice that she's sharing. With you though and has an open dialogue.
Yes,
yes,
we have a very
wonderful.
Very open relationship.
That's
I'm
very
thankful.
Good.
Yeah.
The getting
very
to my do class might be a good class for her daughters.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Sue, when's that coming up?
It's July 15th. The Pat Allen's doing the Getting to I Do class for six ladies.
Okay. I will talk with them about that.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
You know,
thank you so much.
So you, thank you. Thanks, caller.
Thanks. We think you're the best. We've come to see you, Pat, and we've paid you and spoke with you, just my husband and I, like one-on-one. And you literally, you did the most amazing work for our marriage.
I want you to understand I am really good in certain areas, but you wouldn't mm-hmm. want to get a map from me.
Okay. Well, what you're good at, you are amazing. We are telling
there,
everybody
that,
we know.
That I'll buy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye.
Bye, caller. Great luck to you.
Bye.
Now that is really neat question. That was really terrific. And that she has an open dialogue with her daughters is pretty amazing. You know, a lot of young people today, they don't have that kind of open dialogue with their parents. And that's a shame.
I know. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
That's why the WANT Institute, people say, what does WANT mean? It's called, I'll help you get what you want and get rid of what you don't want. That's what WANT means.
And it does. And it's pretty terrific. So, you know, the lady was asking a question and I got, okay. So the pictures fell out in her lap with the papers that indicated he was married, apparently.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, she's saying the insurance policy. So she asked him as they were driving along, and she's now holding these papers, are you married? And he says, yeah, I thought you knew that. Then she says, no, I didn't know that. I would have never went out with you. So then she says, I like to go home. And apparently he says, but I made this reservation 2 weeks ago. And she said, I don't really care. I want to go home. So he said, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Then she was like, so she apparently.
Michelle, Caitlin, and Daniel, we aren't here to take your call.
She apparently gets out of the car, Dr. Allen, and goes into a restaurant on the street that she got out of the car. Wow, this is amazing. And then she takes her phone and she calls to get herself a cab to get back home.
Yes.
So apparently he parks and he gets out and he tries to go and talk her into getting back in the car.
That's right. That's right.
Drive her
home
now.
And you know what? He has a right to try to procreate little babies. He has a right to be a natural animal.
Right.
But it's because women allow it that it happens.
So she says no. Her cab then comes. She goes home. And she says, Dr. Allen, he just will not stop trying to contact me. Call me, text me, phone me. And I'm refusing to engage with him. I don't want anything to do with anybody who blatantly misguides and misrepresents me because
I understand that. I hear that she's doing fine. And if she wants, she can get a restraining order or she can go to her local police department and report a stalking.
Right. She said she just wanted to know if there was a statement that you felt she could make that would cause him to stop.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He has an obsession going. He's probably an addict. And in other words, you see, when a man is a sex addict, he's going for dopamine. He is not going for feelings. He's not wanting to make love. He wants massive dosages of dopamine.
Oh, she's sending us another message. She's listening live right now. Hi. She says this. She says, we were negotiating a contract and discussing marriage. We actually had negotiated. He'd been dating me for almost 6 months. And was
Anticipation. Listen to what I'm going to say. Anticipation is more exciting than consummation. Mm-hmm. How many women are listening? He worked like a dog to get into your body. And as soon as he did, you didn't hear from him. The bait and switch
right.
up. See, that's
okay,
a
the
standard
face works,
game.
Right. She's wondering if he was just going to make a second family with her. Or like she said, what? I don't know what she thought. I was maybe a member of.
No, dear. I can pretty well tell you he sounds very obsessive. And that means he hates the idea that he couldn't get his dick in your mouth, anus, or vagina. And that's a failure for him. And these are the people that do bad things, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To be an addict, you have to have a chemistry problem. And the chemistry is universally either dopamine or norepinephrine. Now, dopamine is an upper, but nature builds norepinephrine as a downer to save bison as they race across the frontier. So if you're a norepinephrine addict, you do bad things, painful things. But if you're a dopamine addict, you try to gamble and win. You try to, you know, have fun, but you're still going to end up in a bad place. An addict is somebody who's got a chemistry problem.
And we have another question, and this one is pretty interesting. She says, I walked in on my husband last night, and he was masturbating to porn. He thought that I was going to be working late, but I finished up and came home early. Our sex life has been very lackluster and almost non-existent. So now I see he's having sex with other women in our bedroom via the television screen. I feel very angry about this, Dr. Allen, and I feel like perhaps this is the end of our relationship. I'm fully disgusted.
No, what I want you to do is to understand he's experiencing what is called infantile sexuality. He's doing what's normal for an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. My suggestion would be, especially if you have children, move into the other room, move into another bedroom, and refuse to have sex with him unless you and he go to SLA. Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, and he gets into a program in order to mature. He's practicing infantile sexuality.
Very interesting, Dr. Allen.
So what you do is, it's called contingency management. They do that, for example, ADHD kids that get out of seats and do, if you get out, you're going home. You set up systems that modify behavior until the kid gets it. So my suggestion is move into another room. Don't bitch, don't moan, don't crab, don't do anything. Just move into another room where you are no longer affectionately available in a bed, sexually or non-sexually. And he can get you back by going with you either to therapy or going back to a program called SLA Anonymous.
Very interesting. I hope she is listening this evening. She seemed quite upset by it. And she said it has been a huge, it's caused a huge self-esteem issue in herself.
Dear, the man is neurotically immature. And the title is Infantile Sexuality.
So
he's doing something at this age that is appropriate at another age, but now is destroying his relationship with her.
And we're seeing a lot of this porn addiction.
Yes.
And it interfering with relationships. Are all of these men that are doing this experiencing this infantile sexuality?
No. Many of them are simply sex addicts and they don't marry. See, this man has a role in life as a husband. But as she says, he's not fulfilling his role.
Right.
You see, God help a man who doesn't keep his wife sexually happy. Even if his penis is not working, he still has fingers, tongues, toys. Come on.
Right. Right. Very interesting, Dr. Allen, because I know that sometimes people are intimidated by that, but definitely I see exactly what you're saying.
Good.
So we are coming up to the end of our show. And so I would really like for Sue to step in here real quick and give another rundown. Give us another rundown on the upcoming classes, because we've got a lot of interest. I'm getting a lot of messages.
Okay, Dr. Allen, in the next upcoming months, there'll be a schedule on wanteyestore.com or Dr. Pat Allen for the dates. We have a couple of life script classes, and we have a couples class coming up where there'll be for three couples coming in together. And we have a Getting to I Do class that's coming up June and July. There's different class dates. It's limited to six people. So you can register online or you can always call me for any questions. But once, you know, make sure you call. Don't wait till the last minute because these classes do fill up and then they're not booked for another month or two. And don't forget to come to our monthly relationship seminars. Los Angeles, first Monday of every month. The next class is Monday, June 5th. And in Orange County and Newport Beach, it's Wednesday, June 7th. And those dates and locations are available on our website as well.
Awesome. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself for anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
We love you guys. Everybody, follow us on Facebook. Go to our website. See what's going on. Sign up for the newsletter. And we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.